Next patient is going to be Alex Sorensen, AlexSorensen, 9/17/2025, for Mr. Sorensen. This patient was seen for face-to-face evaluation today. This will be the results of this face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient is currently in his 10th benefit period, starting from 8/14/2025 to 10/12/2025. Alex is a weak, very weak, debilitated, thin, 63-year-old gentleman. Date of birth is 12/18/61. He's currently in hospice with prostate cancer with bone metastasis. This causes Alex tremendous amount of pain. He also has shortness of breath related to COPD, weight loss, atrial fibrillation, protein calorie malnutrition, pain issues, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, as well as history of bladder cancer, period. Patient continues to have inoperable abdominal aneurysm, which at times can be very painful. He uses a cane to ambulate. He has a PPS score of 40%, ADL dependent, bowel and bladder incontinent, heart rate is 110, blood pressure is 130 over 92, OTUSAT is 94% at rest. LMAC is at 20.5. The weight loss deemed to be unavoidable given his multiple cancer diagnoses, 1 plus pilodema, multifactorial. Patient continues to be at a high risk of fall. His last LMAC was 20.5. Today's LMAC is reported at 22.5 as well. But he does have all other signs of weight loss. Because of his anxiety, he uses hydroxyzine every 8 hours, but at times he requires it 4 times a day, which is understandable with diagnosis of cancer. He states that he's ready to die and wants to be kept comfortable during the last few days, 2 weeks of his life. Most likely has less than 6 months to live. Alex Sorensen. Thank you.